Native American groups are escalating pressure on the Washington, D.C. professional football team to change its nickname, the Redskins, which is considered by many an offensive term used to insult Indian Americans. Ray Halbritter, a representative of the United Nations of New York, is one of the leaders of a campaign called Change the Mascot.
But it's unacceptable that in this time, in the 21st century, a team would continue to use a racist slur over the objections by people, those people offended by it, and victims victimized by it, especially when that team represents our nation's capital.
The owner of the team, Dan Snyder, has repeatedly said he will not change the name and that it is meant to honor, not disparage, Native Americans. Many diehard Washington football fans resent that support for the team is now being equated with racism. Mike Richman, a reporter for The Voice of America, has written two books on the history of the team.
I feel that many Redskins fans, including myself, we feel like we're indirectly being called racists and bigoted and insensitive by supporting the team and supporting the nickname, and I don't think that's fair.
But opponents of the name are working to keep the issue alive by organizing protests in cities like Denver, Colorado, when the Washington team comes to town. They have persuaded a number of sports journalists and news organizations like the San Francisco Chronicle to stop using the nickname. Audrey Cooper is the newspaper's managing editor.
It is a racial slur, and if we don't have to use it, we're not going to.
President Obama also has sided with Native American groups on this issue, saying if he owned the team, he would consider changing the name.
I don't know whether our attachment to a particular name should override the real legitimate concerns that people have about these things.
National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell has said that if one person is offended, the league has to listen, but that ultimately it is the team owner's decision. While Snyder says he will never change the name, Native American opponents say time and building political pressure is on their side. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.